Well, and I think, you know, for people listening, these are the things that we travel on trips, car trips, ski trips, airports. I mean, these are the things that you can bring that make life easy. Let's go.
The most energetic, fit, and stress-resilient people on the planet practice daily habits to keep their hormones balanced, their gut healthy, and their muscles and mind strong. Welcome to That Fitness Couple. We're Mike and Corey Beth Lepowski, founders of Pure Physique.
This podcast is designed to provide you with everything we've discovered and continue to discover about nutrition, training, and lifestyle. Today, we all live hectic lives.
So we've made it our mission to make your fitness time efficient and to build you up. Hope you share and enjoy. Let's dive into today's episode. Let's go.
Today's going to be a very short but very tactical episode, especially coming off the heels of our last episode where we talked about the one thing and really highlighted protein. So today we're hopefully helping you answer some questions around where can I get more protein, especially when it comes to snacks, because this is something that comes up quite frequently when people are trying to get that higher protein intake, but they're not accustomed to eating big protein meals. And snacks simply becomes a very efficient and effective way to fill the gaps. But the question is, how do you snack on protein? Because most of the time when we're thinking about snacks, it's those heavily processed, high carbohydrate, high fat foods. And now we're gonna try to flip the script on that. So for today, we broke down these protein snacks into categories. We're gonna first start off with what we would consider to be the top choices. Then we'll go to the middle choices and then the bottom choices. And as you might guess, the reason for our top choices is going to be based around them being whole foods, the cleanest sources of proteins. And then we'll go down the line from there. So would you like to kick it off?
Yeah, let's do it. Well, and I think, you know, for people listening, these are the things that we travel on trips, car trips, ski trips, airports. I mean, these are the things that you can bring that make life easy. So the first up is beef sticks. And our favorite brand is...
Chomps.
Yes. This episode should be sponsored by them, but it's not. But we do. We love Chomps. They're really easy to get at local stores, Trader Joe's. You can get them on Amazon. You can get them on Thrive Market. They're very accessible and they travel really well. But we don't just eat one. That's important.
Well, of course. I mean, what's great about these as well as other types of beef sticks that you'll find, and listen, even on the worst of car trips where you're traveling through those states where there's really nothing but a gas station, you'll at least find Slim Jims. And even though it is not the highest quality, the cleanest source, it's still better than a Snickers bar. Exactly. But usually these are about 8 to 9 grams per stick. So we will typically have at least 3 of those, if not 4.
I have 2 just for, you know.
Okay.
I'm a woman.
I'm always trying to meet my minimum requirement, even if it's a snack. But yeah, having anywhere from 2 to 4 is ideal. And what's great is that it's not super filling. So you're not eating it and then feeling like, oh, there's no way I'll be able to eat lunch later on or eat dinner later on tonight. So that's usually one of our top choices and go-tos.
Yeah. After that, we could throw in carnivore snacks, carnivore crisps, and even people's choice, beef jerky. All of those are great ways to dive on in. And I think we actually might have some links to that we can include in the show notes.
Well, that's awesome. And for those who have never heard of those, I mean, that is specifically dried meat. I mean, really, really clean source, which is awesome. My personal favorite is the ribeye, because when you get those, you're getting that little bit of fat on it, and it's really tasty, very buttery. But again, like a beef jerky, it's dry. It's a little bit crispier than jerky, which is awesome. But the best part, you're getting a whole lot of protein from a very small snack.
Yeah, it packs a lot of punch. Next up would be Epic brand bars. And we recently brought those to an exercise conference up in Minnesota and had those on the plane with our team. And they're delicious. You can get the venison one, which I think is our preference.
They have venison, they have bison, they have turkey. But you'll usually find these in the supermarket in the protein bar section.
Or by the nuts. Sometimes they put them by the nuts.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know why, but yeah.
But yeah, you'll find them there. And what's great is, again, it's basically dried meat that's been packaged and very, very clean.
All right, next up are hard-boiled eggs. Now, this may seem like, what? I got to travel with hard-boiled eggs. And really what I want to say here is kind of like in Forrest Gump, right? There are all the ways you can make shrimp. Eggs are so versatile. So whether you literally want to bring the shell and crack it as you go, if you want to have them pre-cracked, if you want to have them deviled, and they're maybe like in a nice little platter for you because you want to be a little more bougie like me. You want to chop it into egg salad, which is going to come up as another option. There's so many ways that you can have hard-boiled eggs. And what I love is they don't have to be refrigerated. So if you boil them and they're warm, you can just bring them on. They'll slowly cool throughout the day, and they really are good anytime.
Well, next up is another great option, especially right now. We're recording this in the middle of winter. It is cold outside. The next one would be bone broth. And this is fantastic for a multitude of reasons. I mean, number one, with bone broth, you are getting a tremendous amount of nutrients. It's not just about the protein. You're getting collagen, which I know for a lot of people, you know, they're always seeking out collagen supplements. And here you go. You got the best form of collagen that you could possibly get coming right from that bone broth.
Yeah. And honestly, like as a woman, I don't feel a need to go and have collagen supplements and products because we drink bone broth. Quick little hack on bone broth, though, because we currently have chicken bone broth, we have beef bone broth, is once I make it, I will actually get those little silicone cube, ice cube molds, and I will pour the broth into those molds. I'll do it a couple of times, so I have a bunch, but we have frozen ice cubes of bone broth that I can come back and just easily defrost. You can put a couple into a mug. You can put it right on the stove. It makes it really easy to keep that and preserve that for many months.
All right. Next up, it should be a pretty obvious one, but protein shakes. And we specifically like a whey protein shake, but here is the caveat, because this one could have easily have been put in the middle option or even the bottom option categories. And it's because of what is in your protein shake. And many times when we turn around that label, I mean, it's like looking at the back of our laundry detergent label. Well, maybe not ours, but a laundry detergent label where you have just this big, big list of ingredients and many of which you cannot read. But the important thing is that if you're getting a clean version, you will typically only find maybe 5 ingredients in there. Of course, some of them are going to have some artificial sweeteners, but typically the ones that are sweetened with stevia tend to be a little bit better. You want to really try to stay away from the ones that are sweetened with any type of aspartame, sucralose, and then just you have to watch for many of the ingredients. So there are some brands that we do find to be probably the cleanest versions. And when it comes to those clean versions, again, it's another great option.
Yeah, I think the crazy thing is I went into a local GNC. Literally, I was in a bind. I was getting on a plane. I'm like, I just need something to bring with me. And I was really repulsed that I could get Fruity Pebble whey protein. So that's definitely not what we're talking about. I mean, the guy was literally like, yeah, we don't really carry, at least in that location, the kind of clean or cleanliness that I was looking for. So you really, really do have to be careful. Don't go pick up Oreo, Chips Ahoy, or Fruity Pebble whey protein. Just keep it as clean as you possibly can.
I was going to say, and we can just link to some of the brands that we like personally in the show notes.
Mike's favorite is up next. Took a while for me to get on board with this one, but now I'm with it. I don't know what it is. Pork rinds.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's for that person who is missing their crunchy snacks. This is an unbelievable option. I mean, the fact that, you know, with 1 ounce, which is, you know, again, a decent serving for most people, right? It's a snack sized portion. You're going to probably get anywhere from 10 to 15 grams of protein right there in that crunchiness and saltiness that maybe you've been missing.
It's good. And actually, we'll link to Thrive Market. I believe we can give listeners $40 off their first order. And their pork rinds are actually pretty awesome. They have some good flavors that
I love them.
We have in the pantry right now. All right, next up, bacon.
I mean, this is an easy one. But I love the fact that, you know, we often will cook up a bunch of bacon. You'll cook up a bunch of bacon, let it cool down, put it in the glass Tupperware, put it in the refrigerator. And when we need it, whether it's with a meal or just as a quick bite, I mean, it's there, it's accessible, and you can have it cold or you can quickly heat it up in the toaster or in the pan. And boom, you're ready to go.
Yeah. The other cool thing about bacon, I did a TikTok on it. You can actually twist the bacon. So it makes this cool, almost like curlicue. I call them pigtails. And basically, it makes it crispier and crunchier. I think the surface area of cooking kind of changes it a little bit. And I will say that that's been a fan favorite in the house. Next, we got cottage cheese.
Yeah. And I would put cottage cheese and Greek yogurt, you know, together in the same category. This is your dairy portion of protein. And you do not need to be concerned with eating the low-fat versions. Our recommendation would always be to go for the high-fat version since it's going to be the tastiest. That fat that you're getting from that dairy is good for you. And in addition to that, just try to steer clear of all of the other yogurts and such, which are going to be flavored. So this is one of those instances where you should be going for the plain Greek yogurt. Cottage cheese, generally speaking, is plain, but even that, you find some brands where they add pineapple or other bits of fruit to it. And I'm going to say that if you're going to have fruit with it, just get real fruit. You don't need to get the stuff that's already packaged in there.
Well, it's got sugar in it. It's usually in like a sugar sauce. I think the thing that was ridiculous was seeing the Chobani flips. I'm like, why are we putting candy in with yogurt? It's breakfast food that we're now, you know, it's crazy. But yes, even some of the ones that have, I would say like under 9 or 10 grams of sugar per serving are definitely good. You know, if you're a person that maybe plain is not the option for you, there's ways of flavoring it with just some cinnamon, some nutmeg, even pumpkin pie spice is good too. But if you're a person that really is making the transition from more sugary foods too, you could even get like the Chobani's got a Madagascar vanilla. There's the brand Too Good, which is owned by Danone. And you tend to find a lot less sugar in those. All right, next up you could take, it's sardines.
I would have been happy announcing it, but I'm just as happy to say that when we mention sardines as a very clean option and protein option, this is not necessarily one that we ourselves indulge in
at all.
But, you know, listen, I know there's people out there who actually do like sardines. I mean, there is a reason why they put it on pizza, right? And people eat it. But it's a great source of protein. It's a good source of fat as well. So there you have it. If you're a sardine person, go for it.
And then here's a little repeat. It's egg salad, tuna salad, and chicken salad. And actually, we were just on a group coaching call where we shared with a woman how simple it is to grab protein and go. I mean, she was saying she had snacks all day long and a clementine, a banana, an apple. And we were like, there's no protein in any of that. And so when we said egg salad, tuna salad, chicken salad, she's like, oh my gosh, that's so easy and really portable.
Well, and this is another one of those options that could have fallen into the middle or bottom category, depending upon where you're getting it from. You know, the mayo is the one aspect of this that is going to be questionable. And if we're using Hellmann's mayonnaise,
please stop,
number one. But we know that it's just loaded with garbage. And then even when you look at some of the healthier brands like Sir Kensington, for example, you know, you're still finding seed oils in those. And for that reason, you know, I prefer a homemade, and even though maybe it's still not the best option, it's probably the best option available would be to use some sort of avocado mayo, which I know Primal Foods has that, as well as Sir Kensington. Just be cognizant of the label, because there are many that will promote themselves as being an avocado oil-based mayo, and yet you turn it around and you see that they've also added safflower oil, sunflower oil, canola oil. So you just got to be sure that it is just straight avocado.
Yeah. And then if you are like in a bind and you're like, okay, I'm on the road, I can't do the homemade version, I would say that getting it from a local deli is going to be preferable to getting a prepackaged branded one on the shelf in a supermarket. You know, there's got to be additives that are added into that to make it last a lot longer. So if you are in that bind, a deli or even just the deli counter in your supermarket would be preferable to something on the shelves.
Hey, we hope you're enjoying our show and finding it valuable. If you could do us a quick favor, it would mean the world to us. Please take a moment to rate and review our podcast on your favorite platform. Your reviews help us reach more people and share our message. Plus, we'd love to hear your feedback. Thanks for being awesome and supporting us. Now, back to the show.
All right.
Middle options.
So here, these are the ones that there's usually something else added in that sort of makes us say, okay, it's decent in a bind, but it's not the best. And so the first one that we put up here is beef jerky. And generally speaking, beef jerky is great because you can get a large amount of protein in a package. But the problem with many of them is that there is a lot of added sugar, and or they are also adding different types of oils or soy to it. And those are the things that we want to usually try to steer clear of.
Heck yeah. I mean, our kids, when they were little, we would give them like healthy organic Cheerios in the backseat. And it's funny, like we'll go on a ski trip and the boys will have a bag of beef jerky, which again, it's not the best option, but it's a heck of a lot better than other ones. All right, next up is crepes. And I'm going to do a big asterisk on this one. And that is, I make homemade crepes for our family. I'll make a huge batch of them so that the kids can take them to their homeschool program. We can have them for days after. And basically, my crepes include anywhere from a dozen to a dozen and a half eggs. And then we'll either use a gluten-free or an einkorn flour with them. And, you know, just a couple of other ingredients, which would be vanilla extract, maybe some cinnamon, also Greek yogurt, just to beef up that protein marking or rating. But basically what we found is in these cute little palm-sized crepes, we'll basically get 2 grams of protein, 2 grams of carbs, and 2 grams of fats. And so this is a really great option for our kids. They travel well. They're delicious. So much so, we're going into their homeschool program to do a crepe station next week.
Oh,
surprise. All right, next.
All right. Well, this one actually should be yours as well. And this would be protein balls, of course, homemade protein balls. But the reason why we are, again, putting the asterisk on this one is because we are adding in oats into the equation, which generally speaking, you know, we tend to stay away from, and we try to at least limit the consumption for our kids. So why don't you take it away, since you're the one who makes these.
Yeah, we've been making these literally for like 9 years. Basically, the base is definitely oats, peanut butter, or any type of butter that works for you. I prefer peanut butter. And then it's a protein powder. So it's just a quick, easy way to send our kids out to play. Their friends love them. They travel really, really easy. We'll go to summer vacation and we will bring this big, gigantic container of protein balls. And it is like that thing that you want that's easy to keep on the counter or in the fridge that you can just, they're bite-sized. You grab and go, you have them. We could definitely include the recipe for everybody down here, but protein balls are definitely a big hit in our house for the kids.
All right, so let's move on to the bottom options. And this, I think the first one that I would put on here is your processed meats. So these are oftentimes the meats that you'll find on charcuterie boards. You know, it, for all intents and purposes, I mean, we always recommend that when somebody is going to an event or a holiday and, you know, they're concerned about being able to enjoy the appetizers and the meals in general, you know, it's still a better option than the other options that are out there. We put it on this list and we put it near the bottom just because of some people's sensitivities to processed meats. And sometimes it's really difficult to control the quality. I would also place in that same category your deli meats. So this is another one where people ask, well, what if I were to go to the deli and just get a quarter pound of ham or turkey or chicken? And of course, is that still a better option than going into that same deli and getting a buttered roll or a buttered bagel? Like, absolutely, 100% is. But we just know that those meats in general tend to not be the best sources of protein.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. And in there too, because there are cheese. You know, cheese is such a funny food group. I'm going to call it its own food group. And it's that people are almost addicted to cheese. And so cheese, while it does contain some protein, it's mostly fat.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's the interesting thing as well, though, when we're talking about a lot of those processed meats. I mean, when you actually look at the macronutrient ratios in there, fat tends to be either equal to or sometimes higher than the protein itself. And that's another reason why, although we are not in fear of fat, you know, we want to be cognizant that if we're trying to eat in a way that's promoting fat loss, or we're trying to just simply maintain a healthy weight, those are the little things that sometimes add up. So snacking on lots of pepperoni or, you know, supersat, anything like that, it's going to be very fatty. And for that reason, you just need to be cognizant of that. I would prefer to get my fat specifically from, you know, a fattier cut of beef and what have you, which is why I tend not to waste fat when it comes to snacking.
You lost people, but you know, if your goal is seriously.
Did I really?
Well, if your goal is fat loss, I mean, yeah, absolutely. I think for people making the transition, you know, you kind of like go through these three categories and then you start to pull out some of the less healthy things. But I think for people, taste being a factor, you know, it's hard. You're just such a unicorn when it comes to your body. No, and
it's
your
about
figure.
Being cognizant.
Yes.
And I always think that if we're cognizant, right, and understand that there is always a balance that we're trying to maintain, that once we understand that these foods contain a lot of fat, these foods contain a little bit less, I'd prefer to get my fat over here than over there. And once you start piecing that together,
yes,
over time,
yes,
it gets easy.
Mike is talking to the master's degree people of nutrition. I'm talking to the people just coming to college. They're like a little freaked out, you know, going this route, but they're going to give it a shot.
We got both here.
We do. Finally, our protein bars. And, you know, I'm going to say there is no good protein bar, but there's better options. Again, when you're in an airport, when you're traveling in the car for a long time, I definitely think it's helpful to keep things like this on hand. I mean, it's a heck of a lot better, again, than going in and getting a bag of chips or a candy bar or something like that. I think probably landed on Quest bars as the ones that, you know, are the best in a bind. I will definitely say that Luna bars and Kind bars do not, for me, fall into this category. Luna bars just tend to be so high in sugar, and Kind bars, I don't know how we call them protein bars, but they're not. They're really high carbohydrate, sugar, fat bars, and they tend to have, I would say, typically less than 12 grams of protein. And so when we say protein bars, I just want to be specific. It's not a Kind bar. It would be more of a Quest bar. And again, this isn't our bottom option of protein sources.
And when in these situations where having to grab one, I mean, you know, again, I'm the person who's sitting there looking at the shelf full of them and turning it around and not worrying as much about what the macros say, but what do the ingredients say and how many are in there? Because then to me, the macronutrients come secondary, whereas most people are looking at, you know, how much sugar is in it. What I want to know is the sugar in it natural sugar, or is it, you know, are there lots of additives in it?
And seed oils.
Those things become more important in my estimation than the macronutrient ratios themselves. But of course, we're only doing this in a bind, on the go. This should not ever be a staple in our nutrition.
Yeah. I mean, I'll just throw in here too. What I noticed about my physical body composition was eating a lot of protein bars. And there was a brand, I don't know if you want to recommend it. I don't want to like throw shade on them, but they were filled with seed oils. And I noticed that the cellulite in my thighs was more pronounced than it had been. And as soon as I cut them out, it took a couple of months. It's not instantaneous, but I was like, oh my gosh, my cellulite doesn't look as pronounced in my thighs.
Well, and I think that's just a reason for cutting down or out the seed oils in general. And I know the research evidence-based people out there are like, there's no evidence to suggest, but there's anecdotal evidence. And you know, when you know what you know about the way that you eat and you make these changes and you can see a difference, I mean, there's probably something there.
Yeah. All right, well, let's go to our final category we didn't mention, and that is not protein snacks. So what are the things that people think are protein that are not protein?
I know, I had to throw this one in there because somebody is like, well, what about nuts? What about seeds? What about nut butters? And again, none of those things are actually protein snacks. Those are predominantly fat snacks that have a little bit of protein in it. So again, we usually want to steer clear of most of these things in general, or at least limit them because of how it can be disruptive to our guts. And for that reason, you know, we're not big recommenders of nuts and seeds in the first place.
Well, and if you are, I think, again, the seed oil conversation is a really important one to have. I loved Blue Diamond's, I think it's Blue Diamond's Smokehouse Almonds. Oh my gosh, they taste so good. But when I looked on the back, I'm like, you got to be kidding. There's tons of seed oil. I think it's sunflower and safflower oil. You know, if you're a person that's like, but I really like nuts, what I found is I can buy nuts, I can toast them in my toaster, I can choose the oil that goes on them and how much, I could choose the seasonings that go on. I don't have to put maltodextrin and xanthan gum and all this other stuff that our bodies don't need to process. So if you are that person, I would say that's definitely a great option. And just a little bit of salt and pepper really is all you need. And the nuts taste phenomenal.
Yeah. But just again, you know, with fair warning, nuts tend to be gut irritants and, you know, also have a lot of anti-nutrient properties in them. So
don't do what I just said. All right. We hope this was helpful. Protein snacks in terms of tiers. We will definitely post a whole bunch of links below to recipes, to...
We'll list this list in the show notes.
Oh, what a great idea. Okay. I love that we have the capability. Thanks, Mike, for doing that. All right, guys.
All right.
Eat protein.
Eat protein. Eat meat. Keep working out.
Thanks for tuning in. If you're a busy working parent like us, you understand the daily challenges. Our mission is to make exercise and nutrition simple and exciting, helping you and your family thrive even on the busiest days. We've got a fantastic free 5-day online challenge that's tailor-made for super busy people like you.
If you like a high-vibe workout environment with professional coaching, swing by one of our franchise studios for a free intro workout.
Check the show notes for details or head on over to purephysique.com when you have a moment. We know those moments are rare.
Until next time, lift weights, eat meat, and never forget, you were created on purpose for a purpose.
All right, everybody's good.
Yeah, that turned off.
Hey, Mom.
Oh, okay.
It's your pie dish and plate.
All right.
Okay. Love you. She gets through. She's on favorite.
You know all this is making it into the end, though.
Yeah, probably.
Cappy.
My mom called looking for meat, you know, that says everything, that we live what we preach.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com.
Eat nuts, but don't eat nuts. Got it.